We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Richard Preston.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So you're telling me there's a book called The Hot Zone, but it's by Richard Preston? Mm-hmm. Is it about Ebola?
Yeah, the terrifying true story of the origins of Ebola.
Ebola? Mm. What is Ebola. It? What's the origin?
Well, it's in the book.
I can't remember what I.
Well, I thought
read
they,
it a while
I thought
ago.
That the way you get it is by eating monkey meat.
I think so, but you can also get it. It can be passed from human to human. I think that the Ebola breakouts happen because they lay on the corpses.
It's highly contagious, yeah, right. But I thought if you're saying the origin, from what I read, it's from eating monkey meat,
right.
And they're infected, and that's the way...
That's how it gets into humans?
Right. That's what I...
No, I that sounds right. I really don't know. It looks like Juliana Margulies is going to star in a miniseries based on the book The Hot Zone. It looks like. I don't see the guy's name mentioned here. And it's about Ebola, and it's for National Geographic. So there's that if you're interested. All right, guys, this part of the show is brought to you by upsjobs.com. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Greg Proops. Oh, he is so funny. If you've ever seen him do his live stand-up show... and I want to say I saw on his Instagram that he's going to try and record an album this weekend. So I don't think this is his podcast thing. This is he's going to do a comedy album. He is so rapid fire and so funny. You almost like run out of breath. You're laughing so hard. He just
and you think he's
you.
Sexy, too.
Who thinks he's sexy?
You do.
I don't. You guys came up with this yesterday.
I thought you said
he's
that.
He's a friend of mine.
And you think he wants to bone you.
No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
I did not
you
say
totally
that.
You're going to back
no,
off that now?
Oh, my God, you guys. That was you.
Bone that
I didn't
guy.
Say anything
bone
about
that.
This.
Well, we'll get to the bottom
bone
of this when we see him.
Guy.
No, do not. Don't do this, you guys. That is,
don't
that's
do
not
this.
True. You right. guys are the ones who brought that up. You said you thought that there were
he
dudes that came on the show.
So interesting. Like, he wants to bone you.
She
sure.
was the one who. He doesn't.
He
we're
does.
Friends.
Well, that's we'll
I've
ask
never,
him.
Yeah, I've
we'll
never gotten that vibe from him.
Oh, I'm going to ask.
Oh, would, my God.
If you had to bone Sarah Vinny, who would you bone?
Friends.
That's a good question.
Oh, that's right. That'll probably.
Well, you always. One of the tells is ask him if he's ever had a. Time alone, thinking romantically
about
Sarah.
Sarah.
And
oh
when
my
he,
God!
When
yeah.
he looks away and goes like, "What?" That's you, there's
don't
the tell.
Don't ask him that, you guys. He's too. He'll
oh,
destroy you. He's too
he'll
smart.
He'll destroy me.
He'll destroy all of us.
I'll just kick him out.
Yeah,
I
mean,
care.
I've known Proops a long time. I don't think he's going to destroy me. He's a nice man.
He's good.
I don't think he wants to bone me though. Oh. I think you'll win that question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I win.
Winning.
Is that winning?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think it's inappropriate. We've had him on for years. I just feel like that's never been a part of what we talk
that's
to him about.
That's why we need to ask.
I don't think we do need to. I feel like
I
we have a good, solid relationship with him.
Sexy. He's got a husky voice. He
yeah,
always has that nice cigarette smell under cologne. Mm. There's always like that.
No, does he?
That cigarette-y.
Do you think he smokes?
Oh, Proops?
Yeah.
Proops
oh,
is
I've
a
never
smoker,
smelled him
for
that
sure.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I know he
I think
smokes
so.
Weed, but...
Yes, I know that, too.
Yeah.
But I do think he smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, he's into
ciggies. I really don't know.
Ciggies.
I think I was in the middle of giving away tickets for
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
800-400-3697, caller number 9, wins tickets to see Greg Proops tomorrow night, 10:15 at the Punchline in San Francisco.
His net worth is $4 million.
Oh, good for him.
Proops?
The Punchline is an 18-plus venue. So you have to be over 18 to win these tickets is my guess. Anyway, Greg Proops, he's going
to
be on
Did
tomorrow.
Did that improve that he wants to bone you with his net worth?
No,
Does that feel more?
First of all, that's, it's totally.
Please, Sarah's worth more than that.
Five times more than that.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Of course.
Please, he's poor. So is it, Yuzi, is it time yet?
No.
Come on.
I need to know. If you think you're gonna leave, then you better say so. Need to know.
Need to know.
Need to know. Ah, oh, reminds me.
Let me just ask you this.
Rest in peace, Tom.
Oh, yeah. No?
Oh, good. No, go, Vin. Just ask a quick question.
She's looking away.
I'm looking at Vaughn. What is Vaughn doing?
He's working on something.
He's working out. He's doing push-ups.
Oh, good for him.
He's editing something. Don't worry, Vaughn. Don't listen to us. You can't hear us. Human, you said also that you had a carefully formed question that you were going to ask after she answers Vinny's question.
I thought my question was for Vinny at the photo shoot.
For Vinny.
Oh, what's the question?
This is at the vodka photo shoot.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah. Which probably isn't where I should be.
Do you think
hot chicks and booze are like the end of me? I might not make it back here if I leave and find myself with hot chicks and booze.
This might be a two part question. I'm formulating it. Speaking.
Uh-huh.
If you think Yuzette's bikini's too revealing, will you say something, or will you just roll with it?
I would never make that mistake.
You wouldn't make that mistake.
Zip.
The lip.
Right.
Okay. And then do you think you'll be there for all 3 hours?
You know what? It's funny. I actually...
He's going to be there for zero of the
hours. I have to pick up my kid and go take her to the pool today.
There's a pool there. You could kill two birds.
Get her, then drive back.
Yeah, then drive back to Redwood Shores. Okay.
We'll just consider.
Isla would be like...
planting the seed.
Boobies.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for me.
So it's not time to...
No. I need to know.
Was there an argument last night? I'm asking you, Sarah.
It seems like it was more of a, here's how it's going to be.
There was a line drawn. Was there a line drawn last night? There was a line drawn last night.
Seems like it.
What's Vaughn doing?
How was it received? Was it received well?
Sarah?
I don't really know, Yuzi. I want you to tell the story. It was fascinating. I don't want to tell your story.
Did he boycott you? Did he make a sign and boycott outside your room?
No. I need to know.
I'm not doing that. Nuts to you.
But I have to go to work.
You better do something.
Something.
Yikes. So it wasn't good.
I don't know. It seems like she resolved it. It seemed like she got it all
right.
Kind of
squared
away.
That's good to hear.
What stories do you have?
I don't know. They all suck compared to this story.
Oh, snap.
Somebody attacked President Trump's Walk of Fame star.
Oh my God. I saw the video.
The video is crazy. This dude is, taking a pickaxe to concrete. It doesn't look fun. It takes a long time.
It's hard work.
It is hard work. He's actually like really winded at one point. He's just like,
Is he wearing a mask?
No.
You know who it is.
In fact, he called the police on himself and turned himself in. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to him, but he was just determined to, and he destroyed the thing. Like, it's no more. We'll have to redo the whole thing.
It's not the first time that has happened, though.
No, there have been a few things that have happened to it. But this guy gets the whole, he pulls the star out of the concrete. Like, it's not. And then there's people, and this is 3 o'clock in the morning. This is,
is he visibly drunk?
No.
So this is just.
And then, I mean, people are standing way too close because you know there's little flying
chips
bits of concrete.
Flying, yeah.
Right.
Chips.
He's going for it. Someone's filming him from across the street, but then that person also crosses the street and gets pretty close. But there are people stopping. I mean, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know, is that Hollywood? It's right in front of Forever 21. That's where his star is.
You think it's
an
ad?
Is that still around?
He's getting tired.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah, well, it's hard work. So now they're going to show you the damage. I mean, the star is just gone.
Oh, I have the picture.
Dug a freaking hole.
At the worst, he gets fined.
Yeah. I guess.
Wouldn't it be sad if he has to pay for a new one?
He's going to have to.
I think it's just gone.
Or, I'll tell you what, not that I've ever done this kind of stuff, but in my youth I got in trouble quite a bit. And when you have no money to pay the fines that are due, you will do community service forever.
Yeah.
What was the worst community service you had to do?
I did community. I did so much community service at the Encinitas YMCA. They thought I worked there.
Like people were hired, fired in between.
Yeah,
him.
People. When I finally finished, people were like, "You don't work here."
YMCA.
I built their skateboard park. I painted everything twice. Around.
Oh,
that
that's where you got your painting skills.
That's where I got my painting. I painted.
Boy, that came in handy.
When I showed up, they'd go, "Well, we got to find something for your paint." And I'd be like, "All right."
That came in handy when you bought your own place, though.
Well,
it was a blessing. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing: when people go, we'll just paint," I'm like, "You don't just paint.
No.
Painting is way harder than you think. Taping
painting is the final step in the entire process.
Taping will take 3 hours.
Yeah, patching, sanding, doing all the. Oh God, it's just there's so much." Painting is no small thing.
Right.
The painting is the least of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the prep.
Right.
And the better you
and
prep.
And the cleanup. God, oh my God. The cleanup.
Ooh. The better the prep, the better the paint
it's
job.
It's just not,
work.
Yeah, it's just, it's not.
Work.
Digging in the dirt.
Anyway.
Anyway, this
so
guy.
This guy will do either pay or he'll do community service forever.
24-year-old Austin Clay. He walked up to the Star at 3 a.m. yesterday morning and just went off. Then he called the police on himself and turned himself in. Mm. So that was his night. Mm. You are booing yourself. Taylor Swift's cats make the news today. That just shows you the depth of what you know is going on in the world today. It's
nothing.
How about you? But I'm feeling 22. So, all the true Swifties know Taylor loves her cats. She's got these two cats, or I don't know how many animals she has total, but she has these two cats.
How can she? She's always touring.
Maybe they go with her. Maybe the cats can be on the bus, although most cats get carsick. Mm. Anyway, Olivia Benson is one of the. Isn't that the name of the girl on Scandal?
I don't know. I don't watch
it. I think it is Olivia.
Yeah, because the other one's named Dr. Meredith Grey.
I feel like Olivia Benson is from Vinny.
Olivia SVU.
Yeah, SVU.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so these
Law
must,
and Order SVU. Yeah.
Must just be her favorite characters.
Oh, okay.
Because the other one's Dr. Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. So Olivia Benson and Dr. Meredith Grey.
It is SVU.
Yeah.
So, and the cats are cute. You know, of course they are, because cats are cute. And one of them, I guess she caught it in a pose where it's just got its leg up in the air like it's been licking its butt. And then it looks over at the camera, but it's just got
proud.
Its back paw like way up in the air. Yeah, it's all. So that's when it's in. And you can buy all kinds of her cat stuff on her online website store. You can buy cat earrings, cat pouches, cat pens, cat patches, cat pins, cat stickers and cat T-shirts. But there is more to come. She just trademarked the phrase Meredith and Olivia Swift.
That's don't worry, Taylor. Names. No one's going to want that.
I know.
So someone will buy that crap. You know it.
She says she's going to use it on tons of products like pillows, cushions, handbags, jewelry, clothing, and musical recordings. I don't know if the cats are... I didn't realize they had talent, but anyway.
Taylor has 110 million followers on Instagram.
Oh. And they're all very familiar with Olivia Benson, Dr. Meredith Grey.
She's a really good business person. She's obviously done very well for herself. Mm-hmm. She writes great. I mean, I even listen to her songs. And I'm not. And I,
you
and
love
I
the
sent
game.
My kid to her show. So I'm a fan. But that cash grab bothers me. Like, she's doing well. She's doing fine. She doesn't need to make pillows of her cats.
She's not making them. That's the division of Taylor Swift Enterprises.
I know, like, but you know what
like,
I mean.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna strike while the iron is hot and mm-hmm. sell as much cat crap as we possibly can.
Some 8-year old is gonna need that, and some parent's gonna have to buy that because it will quiet their 8-year old.
Hey.
And there's T Swift cashing in.
There's
I don't
Christmas
like
Christmas and birthdays to be worried about. You know? Covered for the Taylor Swift fan on your list. Go to TaylorSwiftCrap.com.
Hey!
Pam Anderson is in the news today. I thought
Pammy, why? Because of her bad facelift.
No. Oh, does she have a bad? I haven't
seen
it.
Kids?
Oh, yeah. It's not for her crappy kids
it's,
either.
It's bad.
This is about sex. And I thought, oh, Minnie will like this. She is not interested in group sex, which is not to say she's never done it. She just doesn't enjoy it. She doesn't find it enjoyable. I guess there was some kind of online Q&A about sex, and she said, I've never had a threesome or group sex in a positive way. But to each their own. All my lovers were too jealous, except for maybe one that fantasized about me being with a woman and watching us. It sounds tempting sometimes, but I'm too romantic. I don't enjoy sex without love and commitment. Shut up, Pooman. Don't yeah write that.
What'd she say?
Wait,
Mom's
do it again.
The happy camper. That was as she's holding Tommy Lee's junk in the drive-thru line at McDonald's.
Well, that shouts romance and love, doesn't it?
It does.
Everybody?
Well, I would say I agree with Pam.
It's not mechanical or to show off. It's about intimacy and sharing secrets. She's also not interested in a sugar daddy. I can't make love to someone I'm
Wasn't
not attracted
she with Rick
to.
Rick Solomon?
Maybe she was into him. I can't make love to someone I'm not attracted to. Not any amount of money or presents are worth it.
Okay, Jess.
But I love sex with hookers. I only like sex with my wife. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, all right. Well, the Raiders make the news this morning, so I'll tell you a little bit about East Bay football and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yeah, you just heard that. It's Weezer's cover of Africa by Toto. This song is everywhere.
Heavy rotation.
Yeah. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and we'll throw you a pair of tickets to see Halsey tomorrow at Shoreline. It's a big deal. Some tickets for tomorrow night's big show. Call now, 800-400-3697. You'll see Halsey tomorrow if you're caller number 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's good. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with John Gruden's return to the Oakland Raiders, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm. And for some reason, it doesn't matter what the Raiders do. The fans will follow, even though they're leaving.
I know.
You.
They're just far East Bay now. Far, far East Bay.
But whatever. As you know, John Gruden, after being out of coaching for years, he was in the booth at ESPN doing Monday Night Football for years. In fact, it's been 10, it looks like, since he last coached in the league.
It doesn't feel like 10, does it? You feel like...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because he was a coach when we started here, right?
He was in the booth for a while. Mm. But
was
anyway,
he good?
Gruden?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gruden's pretty good. He's a guy who sort of took the Madden style, not like Madden in that, and he knows
ramblings.
Football. He loves football. Color. He lives, breathes, and eats football.
Super and knowledgeable.
And he knows all the stuff. And so he comes off as someone who loves it so very much. Mm. So you like him. He knows his stuff.
We're going to hear some Raider on KCBS, right?
I don't know if we... Have
what?
They announced that yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I don't... I'd heard something to that effect.
Yeah, some grumbling about it, yeah.
But I didn't know... I don't know. Anyway, Gruden just got a 10-year deal. No one in football gets 10-year deals. Belichick doesn't have a 10-year deal. But apparently, Mark, not Al, wanted Gruden, had been courting him, and gave him a big money deal. He's a big personality.
It probably took that to get him to, the broadcast job probably felt like that's a lot less stress than coaching a team.
Oh, it absolutely is. Mm. Absolutely.
So he probably had to say, here's all the money and all the time in the world.
And so why would John Gruden say he'll give the money back to the Raiders if he can't get it done?
And he believes that he can get it done.
Well,
that has to be the reason.
I'm here to tell you that get it done is subjective.
Right. Just a winning season?
No, it's just a bogus thing to say. I mean, why would you say? I don't even know why he'd say that.
Right.
Like, dude, you've been in broadcasting. You know, I guess it's just one of those things. He's trying to pump the crowd up.
Right.
But he's not returning $100 million. No. Come on.
He's not.
But the quote is, if I can't get it done, I'm not going to take the Raiders' money. And then they say, of course, he didn't exactly define what get it done mean. Does that mean the Super Bowl? Does that mean winning the AFC West?
No, I think it just means that, you know, getting a better than a 50% season.
Improving the record from last
right,
season?
Exactly. Or at least equaling the record from last season.
Helping them move from Oakland to Vegas?
Can I carry that for you?
Yeah, what can I get? whose desk needs right. moving? I got the offensive line in here.
You better pack that up.
Anyway, so that's happening.
Hmm.
Oh, and that leads me to football's back 1 week from today.
Oh, my God. Boink. Doink.
Bears-Ravens Thursday night, a week from today at 5 p.m.
Incredible.
It's preseason, but it
sure.
is, in
Still
fact.
Still fun, you know? To watch the B team swarming
it's the
up.
The number one television show in America.
Mm. So good.
A Wisconsin man is facing several charges and should be after he attacked a mother in front of her children when she asked him to move his shopping cart.
It's just like where? At a supermarket?
Walmart. At Walmart.
Oh.
Completely snapped. The mother of two, Corey Richardson, was left bruised and without a clump of hair.
Oh, my God.
Following the attack outside the Wisconsin Walmart where she shops. Surveillance video shows Corey, the woman, leaving the store with her baby boy and a 9-year-old daughter. As the family headed to their car, another shopper put his empty cart behind it, their car.
Oh, right.
I yelled at him, can you please put your card away? And he said, no, there are people that they pay to do that. So I was like, okay, well, can you not leave it behind my car, please? He literally came over charging right at me full force. The guy was identified
so
as
scary.
60-year-old John Ingabas. Oh. He brutally attacked her. He threw me to the ground, was throwing punches and kicking me. Then he attacked me again, this time grabbing my hair and threw me to the ground and kind of dragged me.
Oh, my God.
During the fight, the woman's shopping cart with her 8-week-old son rolled unattended through the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And then he went and pushed it farther into the parking lot.
With the kid in it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Other shoppers ran to the mother's aid. They called 911 to report the attack, and one even stood behind this dude's car.
Oh, that was
smart. As he jumped inside to drive off.
Don't do that. This guy's crazy.
Yes.
That person's almost as crazy as this guy.
One of the witnesses stood behind his car to try and get him to stop so he couldn't leave. He then hit her with his car.
Of course he did. Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God.
Why did this guy
snap?
Well,
they got him now, so he's facing charges of felony, reckless endangerment, battery, disorderly conduct, and more. What does this guy get? He's facing 10 years.
He gets 10 years.
Yeah. All the years.
You need some anger management, sir. Does he have a record? Do we know?
It doesn't say whether
this
there's
like his
a record
first,
or
he just
not.
Finally snapped? Like 60 years old? Lives in Wisconsin? How hard can life be? I mean, I don't know what it's like there.
It might be hard.
Know, maybe mental
Seems
health.
Nice.
There's
yeah,
not
yeah.
really an excuse for that, though.
No.
And I feel like I think most husbands would be with me on this one. And she might have a wife. I don't know. But I'm just saying there's a revenge thing that starts going through your blood at that point.
Like
You'd
you
be
did
like,
what to my wife and my kids?
You pushed my infant through the parking lot while you beat on my wife? I'm coming for you, kid. You're going to need to keep an eye out.
You need to be safer in jail. You need to go to jail to keep away from me.
Right?
It's awful.
I'm coming for you if you do that. That's not...
Well, I don't need you getting thrown in jail either. I appreciate the sentiment, but let's just watch TV.
All right.
Stay here.
Well, the Packers.
Thank you.
Football season is back. The Packers are about
right.
to get going.
I got to get my cheesehead hat on.
I heard Aaron's healthy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not too happy about that relationship with Danica, but you know.
She really did bomb at the ESPYs.
Well, she's also used to be a Bears fan, so, I mean, we
she's
can't
a good driver,
have
though,
that.
Vin.
Well, sure, but, you know.
Not great, but good.
We don't like the Bears, and she used to be a fan.
The Bears.
Right. Anyway, there's the story for you.
That must be a tough nut for them to swallow. Mm.
What, the Danica? Well, she's been out in the press saying, I'm now a Packers fan, which is really the only thing she can say.
Just makes her seem fair weather, you know.
Well, but she's got a boyfriend. You have to do that.
You do. I know you do, but.
And what's weird is you shouldn't have to do anything, but that's how passionate people are about their football.
About their team.
They're into it.
Yep.
The top 10 amusement parks in the world.
Well, so, Disney must be some of those.
Well, so yeah, I'm like, well, Disneyland's number one. Don't be a duh.
It's not number one?
Disneyland
yes.
is not in the top 10.
Really?
Can you?
No.
They're like the original. I mean, Knott's Berry Farm was sort of right there with them.
And they're the best, too. I mean, it's so clean and everything is done so mm-hmm. right. So much. But like, you go to any other amusement park, you're like, wow, this is kind of trashy.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10, these are the best amusement parks in the world.
All right.
Is Disney France.
Oh, okay.
Island in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The Island in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Is it just like a
Wait,
Six
what?
Flags kind of thing?
I have no...
Dolly World is there.
The Island. Oh,
in Pigeon
Dolly
Forge. Forge.
I've been to Pigeon Forge.
You have?
You've yes. been to Dollywood?
No. Well, we pulled up on there and it was closed.
Oh, that's too bad.
And we did skydiving there.
Oh.
What happened with your husband last night?
Oh, man.
That's a good question, Vinny.
What?
Tivoli Gardens, an old school amusement park in Denmark, comes in at number 8.
Oh.
Europa Park, a huge traditional amusement park in Germany, comes in at 7. Disney's Animal Kingdom in Orlando. Have you been to that?
I have not.
Comes in at 6. Universal Studios Orlando, Universal Studios LA.
Those are both great. I've been to both of those.
Le Puy de Fou.
Oh, Le Puy de Fou.
Is a Renaissance festival on steroids, they say, in France.
Oh, that sounds good.
Le Puy.
Le Puy.
P-U-P-U-Y. Puy?
P-U.
Pew. Le Puy de Fou.
Le Puy Park.
Disney's Magic Kingdom in Orlando comes in at number 2, and Universal Islands of Adventure in Orlando comes in at number 1, the number 1 amusement park.
Wow.
Universal's Islands of Adventure. Disneyland, the original.
Not in the top 10.
Down in Anaheim, not in the top 10.
That's crazy because I think California Adventure really modernized them. And and there's so much just nostalgia in the original Magic Kingdom.
Right.
That's crazy.
I haven't even been to the one in Florida. I have no idea.
It's big.
Well, the original is small. I mean, it's... surprising how small. When
growing up on the East Coast, I'd been to Disney World a couple times, and when I came here and went to Disneyland for the first time, I went, "Oh, this is like a miniature version of the one in Florida." Oh. Isn't this quaint?
Yikes!
Yeah, it's really small comparatively.
Cereal is your favorite food.
I love cereal.
I know that you do.
It's not my favorite food, but I do love cereal. I had Frosted Wheat mini bites this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Here are some cereal sort of etiquette questions that people were asked. Do you pour the cereal or milk first?
Cereal.
The cereal.
Absolutely. 89% say cereal first.
Yeah. You got to do the cereal first.
What's wrong with the rest of you?
How do you know how much milk to put in?
You pour the milk in first? Yeah. Come on.
And you're splashing the milk everywhere.
What type of milk do you use?
Whole milk.
Almost half of people say whole milk.
I can do skim. It doesn't matter.
A third say 1% or skim. 16% say almond or soy milk.
Oh. I've never even tried that.
I just started doing the almond milk, and I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
And just for cereal?
Just for cereal. Well, that's all I really... drink a glass of milk.
Oh.
I'll pour a glass of milk to dunk cookies into.
Yeah. And then you drink that milk because it's got cookie crumble in it.
I don't.
What? What a waste of milk. Go, 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 go. And cookie crumbles.
It?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I drink it while I'm doing. I try not to drink too much of it while I'm eating the cookie because I want there to be. I don't want to have to reach my hand into the glass too far.
Right.
But I like to, you know, nice cold glass.
Oh, you take pulls while dunking?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't
even do the whole thing.
Lift the glass.
Oh.
Don't touch the glass. Leave it right there. Oh, this is me and my kid.
Oh.
I've gotten her into the dunking, too.
Well, it is awesome.
You don't need to touch the glass. You don't need to pull it closer to you either. Knock it off. Gets it all.
It sloshes.
Like, what the?
Just put it in a bowl.
Why are you throwing your elbow out? Afterwards. What is this? What are you, in jail?
Mm.
Like a convict with the milk.
Yeah. I don't always drink my cereal milk, but sometimes I will.
Oh, so you pour that out.
Usually I try to make it exactly the right amount for the cereal that I have. Like, I don't like there to be too much left, because I don't like to throw out too much milk, because I feel like that's wasting it, and I don't really want to drink it.
51% say they drink it.
Did you drink it this morning?
The cereal milk.
I didn't. I had the exact right amount. I tried it, so I tipped the bowl and get the last two mini bites in there.
You had fruit?
No, I don't have fruit.
Like 64% say it's just cereal and milk for them. Do not add fruit.
I don't mind some sliced bananas on there.
Do you ever put ice in your cereal to make it extra cold?
Every single time.
Every single time?
I put two ice cubes in, and it keeps the milk icy cold. It's so good.
You did that this morning?
Every day. I wouldn't even want a bowl of cereal that didn't have two cubes of ice in it.
You're a 2%er.
2%? That's
only,
it?
Only 2% say they do that.
I only found out about it a couple years ago. You know, it was like one of those life hack things. Because yeah. I'm always sad. You know, like I love when you add cereal and add a little more milk. It's like, oh, it's cold again. And then I found out about the ice cubes. And it doesn't make the milk watery. It's perfect.
In a separate story, real fast, because I'm running out of time, the FDA is looking at whether to enforce the word milk, as in the definition of milk comes from animals that lactate,
right?
Meaning almond and soy and all the other.
What would they have to be called?
Competition.
Juice?
I don't know.
I've been thinking about this because I can see where the milk industry would want to keep milk, the word milk, to themselves. But we do sort of, because these things are milk substitutes, I feel like, so call it soy milk substitute. Or whatever. Because you can't call it juice. Like, what would you call it?
Their argument, though, is they don't want you, the word milk, they don't want that anywhere near there.
Right.
They're like, we are milk. You are not.
Well, I'm a milk substitute.
It seems to me, where business is involved, I understand their issue. For me, I'm like, God, calm down. What do you care? Well, they care because all of these things came out of nowhere
and
have
cut
horned
into,
in on their business.
Yeah.
So you're going to see here very soon that the FDA is going to have to decide whether or not these other companies, almond in particular. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure their lobbies are strong, too. So,
are you?
Yeah. Probably not like the milk one, but
right.
enough whining to make it. I'm hoping they get to keep milk because, honestly, it's already unappealing to think soy milk or almond milk or coconut milk or whatever. And to have it be like, you know, soy juice. Almond juice.
Oh,
like,
that's not good.
Like, what would it? Then the juice industry is going to be like, you're not juice. Like, what do they call themselves? Liquid? Just soy liquid.
So here's there's articles on this. And so here are some of the choices that people have submitted.
What do you
for
drink?
Alternate?
I drink almond milk too, but I do the super organic one that expires in a week. Do you do that, or do you have the ones with the preservatives?
Well, I don't really. I've just started. I just tried it the other day, but the whole point was, I do the one that says the original almond milk,
and that's not the original.
It's unsweetened, and it lasts. The one I just bought is good through September, the end of September.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, so they're using almond for this, okay? So you can apply this to soy. So you said almond liquid is one. You said almond juice. Almond water. Almond fluid.
Fluid, ugh.
Almond substitute. Almond pulp. And then here's kind of a funny one. Almond tears.
Oh.
You like almond tears? Would you want to buy almond tears?
I actually like
the
almond tears. Almond. Yeah. That's funny.
How about almond sweat? The...
No.
And then...
How about beverage?
Oh, almond beverage. That's not
so
bad.
So they use beverage, but they want you to call it nutty cloud beverage.
Almond drink?
Almond drink.
Oh.
Surveys. It doesn't make the list.
They've also have soy drink. You know,
gray water. How about gray water?
No, that's not good. That is not good.
How about let me see here. Mond milk, but there's milk, so I don't know how you could use that one. So those are just a few.
Oh, thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, Yuzette,
what?
The line at your window is getting restless and hopeful. For news regarding your relationship.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the pool shoot, the photo shoot.
Well, that videos. Too.
Yeah, that is actually, that's very really tempting. Positive news. Oh, nothing's going to happen.
I feel like we'll break her down, though.
I don't know.
The day goes by.
I slipped that one question in out of nowhere, and it didn't do a thing.
She just turned away from you. She doesn't want to.
I really thought that was going to be the one.
All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I've got songs that will help pump
you
up.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.